time. We back again on this Sunday. It is brunching time, but it's also birthday time. Uh-oh. Because it's our actual birthday. And I tried to reshare. I tried to reshare the post, but it said it was private or something, so you can't share it to a page. It's very weird. I don't know. But it is our birthday. It's the very first day last year that we've ever done this.
Wow. Well, happy birthday.
To us.
To us. To us.
Yeah, happy birthday to us. So yeah. Let me, you know, happy birthday to you.
You better sing it.
Yeah. I mean, I can't sing.
Well,
actually,
come on.
I can't sing, and I have no idea how this is going to sound, but it's probably going to sound like trash.
Oh, buddy.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Sonny Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
It's our birthday! It's our birthday! I could only play 10 seconds, so it would get us, we would get blocked. Okay. But that's it's our birthday.
Know, I thought that song was, if it's your birthday, all I want is a big boy car. When I first heard it.
No.
Big boy car.
No. It's a big booty hoe.
No. Sorry.
Hose. Close, but the big
close enough. Close enough.
Yeah. I was singing it legit too. I was like, okay, big
all
booty
I want
car.
For my birthday is a big booty car.
What kind of car would that be, I wonder?
A Buick. I don't know.
A Buick.
Deuce and a quarter. Yeah.
You said deuce and a quarter.
Deuce and a quarter.
Deuce and a big butt.
Yeah, no, that's not no. Yeah, but that's the side like that. That kosher savory. I like it that she thought that. But now we gotta play our song.
Catch me in the club or something. D-boy talking, they front. Jack boys won't smoke, they ain't running. They rather pull a thing on you, that's how they make money. I wanna sit sideways, from backside to side, hit the highway. Do a buck 50 top down, speed raid. You ain't fooling with me, you be acting fool gay.
Everybody do the same thing, everybody.
Catch me in the club.
Hey, Erica,
how are you? Yeah, so it's interesting because we got a lot going on. And I saw a video. I shared it. I don't know if everybody watched it.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So I'll give you some backstory on it. So basically, there is a mom and a son. They pulled up to the house, right? Yeah. We don't have any backstory. So I don't know if they were going somewhere. I don't know if she just didn't want the mama in the car. Like, I don't know what the backstory was. But somebody sent it to me. And they said, as a wife, how do you feel about this? And in this particular incident, the son is in the car with the mother. The wife comes out. She's screaming at the mother, right? She's saying, you need to get in the back. You need to get in the back. Like, I'm in his life now. Why are you still here? Because clearly there must be some tension between the mama and the
definitely
wife.
Definitely beefing.
Yeah. Right. Definitely some tension. And he gets out and he says, like, this is my mama. And, you know, I love both of y'all. Who should ride shotgun? Who should be with the husband? Is it the mama? Or is it the wife?
Mama's forever. Mama's going to be around forever. Mom was here first, gave birth. Yeah. And whatever the I think it's based on tension. I don't know. Like if the wife and the mom have some type of, you know, issues going on, that's going to happen. But okay. I think mom was here first, and mom should have that privilege.
Okay.
If mom's not in the seat, you get in the seat. Mom's in the seat, get your ass in the back. It's that simple.
Okay.
We ain't fighting over a seat.
Okay. So E. Digger said, mama riding up front, wife get in the back. Ashley?
Nah, dog. Listen.
It's gonna be a no for her, dog.
you can just hear it.
Well, let me tell y'all something. Okay, so I think in that video, it was the the wife's car. So no, I will sit in the front seat of my car. It's mine.
Okay.
So it's mine. So
mine.
She said it twice.
Mine. 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 Mine.
Mine.
Mine. Mine. Mine. Mine. Me. I think I do. Okay, so I'll arrive in my front seat. But and that's true too. You know, your wife comes first. Once you marry your wife, you know, it's time to disconnect from mom. You know, she's done her job, she's played her role.
Okay.
You know what I mean? God bless you. And now let's let the wife take on and be that partner for the rest of your life. That's the way it's supposed to work. When it comes to the seat though, I'm not gonna cuss out mama-in-law.
Okay.
Like, I'm gonna respect all right. you, right?
Got
like,
you.
But I will cuss out husband.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, like, look, we're going to have a conversation about whose car this is, because it's mine.
Mine.
Okay.
Mine.
Now, it does
hit the subliminals.
Mine.
Mine.
But if it's his, then it changes the conversation a
little bit.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's his car, he like, yo, I want my mom to sit in the front seat, then fine. All right. You know, who am I to talk? But if I'm paying a note on that vehicle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Guru.
I'm with Ashley. All the way 100,000 on this one. There's so many levels of wrong in this video. It's not even funny. The mama was petty when he pulled up. If you watch the video, she's sitting there going, like, what you gonna say? So it's definitely beef between mama and the wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one thing. The son was a mama's boy, never checked or said anything to anybody.
Yeah.
So he's partly to blame. The wife was wrong because she had no business cussing out the queen. She's still the queen regardless. Now I'm with E on this one. He says,
okay,
mama's forever.
And okay,
that's the way you talk to you, that's the way you talk to her, there's a problem. But I agree with Erica. The Bible speaks of it, and not to be religious on a Sunday, the Bible says
hallelujah
that a man findeth a wife, findeth a good thing.
Good thing. Huh?
And that when you leave your mother and your father, you cleave to your wife. That's what the Bible says. So me personally, I'm old school. So
okay.
It's gonna be a thing of mama, you know, if a mama is knowing or respectable, she would say, okay. Like if my mama was still here and me and her pulled up and Melissa got, she would, I don't have to get into the back because that's the thing of the husband and wife. But Melissa would be like, no, mama, there's a mutual respect. But if nothing is said, then it's chaos. It's what this video was.
Okay.
So the fact that it was so many levels and the boyfriend or the husband, whatever he was.
Her husband.
The boy.
He's the boy
in this case.
Her husband.
Yeah. Selfish wife.
I just feel like it's the man's responsibility to manage the dynamic between mom and wife. You know what I mean? Like, you are the center person, so you need to manage that relationship a little bit, especially in the beginning phases when you guys are learning each other and your new roles. Like, I don't know how long they've been married, but like, I'm just gonna assume that it's a fairly newer relationship because they haven't had that conversation yet about who's sitting in the front seat of her car.
Don't nobody sit in the front seat.
Put a plastic covering.
Well, he made a good point. He basically, what Raphael is saying is that he's saying that's a selfish wife. LOL, putting you in the back just for thinking, like, what if your mom is elderly? He said elderly and disabled.
Oh, she was disabled? That's
different.
I don't think so. She, mama looked like she was in good shape in that.
Yeah. Oh, she was in great shape. Like CT said in that video, you son, mom's fine. I think mom was, if she'd have got out, she would have seen that she was caked up and caked out. But that's just me.
I think that.
Hey, honey, she's awake right there. Hey.
I think they were both, like, I agree with Melissa. I think there's a little bit of petty on both sides. But I feel like as a husband, I think that is on him. Because, like, I agree with Ashley with that, too. I feel like there was not a conversation that was had that was, okay, this is how this is going to be. If they're not going anywhere, like, if she just don't want her in the front seat of her car, he can't be driving her around like a goddamn Uber driver. Like, we not doing that.
We're not doing that today.
No, not like a damn Uber driver.
No, we're not doing, we are not.
We not doing that. But if y'all was going somewhere, Mama needs to sit in the back.
Yes.
Like, I think that that should have been a conversation that he should have had. Like, hey, right. My wife is coming. You know, baby, you, my, not baby, but mama, you got to sit in the back because my wife is coming or whatever her name is. She going to come. But come on now. Y'all don't need to be out there arguing. Y'all both two grown ass women.
That's what I said. It's some type of tension.
Yeah. Oh, she don't like her now.
I mean, like if her. You have a, been a daughter-in-law.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what it's like to be a daughter-in-law, yeah. Everyone. Let me tell you.
If she's the mama, like I think she's the mama, it's one of those ain't no woman good enough for my boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so any woman that comes into his life, girlfriend or married, she's going to have an issue, going to take issue with. I mean, so I think it's just issue with the fact that, you know.
I mean, I've sat in the back. I've sat, I have, like Erica said, she said she would sit in the back for her mother-in-law. I've sat in the back. Like, we've gone places and I've offered. I said, hey, do you want to sit up the front? And she'll say, no, you sit up the front. Like, we have had that conversation. Like, I got enough, you know, because in the beginning, it was a little shaky.
Yeah,
you know, it was a little shaky. It was like, right. Where this bitch come from?
Yeah. Yeah. But the look, like,
that's crazy.
You're gonna sit your ass in the back.
That little respect come out of nowhere. What?
You ain't sitting up here.
Yeah, but I mean, I love my mother-in-law. Like, I really do. She's an awesome mother, an awesome grandmother. Like, I really wish she was my grandmother, all the stuff she buys all her grandkids.
Yeah.
But, like I said, it can be a trouble. Especially when y'all in a... Because your relationship is your relationship, and sometimes people don't always realize that.
Right.
They think it's our relationship.
Yeah.
It's you everybody's know, relationship.
Yeah.
You in a relationship. We all in a relationship. Now yeah. Tell you what you about to do in your relationship.
Like, I've not had those big issues because, like, I'll fall back. I'm the type of person, I'll
just
fall
take
back.
The seat. That's
but I've seen it. I've seen it. I was like, is he fucking his mother too? Like, what the fuck is going on in this situation? Like, I've seen it.
Girl.
Not in my situation, but I've seen it to the point where it's got, Lord, like, mama, you don't need to call mama every time you have an argument. She don't need to be on the phone. She don't need to, like.
Yeah, no.
He gonna call his mama. He gonna cry in the car.
He said she riding in the trunk.
Yeah, you gotta, and then you also gotta protect the sanity in your house. If mama don't live with you, and you gotta come back in here when you dreading home, like, oh my god, I gotta go back in the house with this bitch. She done already started the shit outside. Like, when you saw him driving back home, that's how you know. Protect the sanity in your house.
Please. Go to the bar.
Just saying. Exactly.
Go to the bar, get a couple of drinks, and then go.
Yeah,
don't go straight there.
Then go home. Have a seat.
Protect the sanity in your house. If your mama don't live with you, protect the sanity in your house. I'm just saying. But we have another situation where there's a video that has gone viral of a woman who, it must have been a daughter's birthday, and the guy decided he was going to surprise the mother and the daughter. So earlier on in the day, he had taken the daughter out. He had brought her all these gifts. And then the girlfriend is home washing dishes. So she washing dishes and he like, hey, baby, I got something for you. He put it in all these different bags. And then she gets a piece of paper like, I hope, what is this? And then she starts reading it and it's a paternity test. He found out that the daughter is not his daughter. And in this video, he tells her that her and her daughter need to get out of his house by the end of the week. Is he wrong?
How old was the daughter?
Three. Yeah.
Three.
The daughter is how old?
Three. Those many. Yeah.
This many.
Trace. Wait a minute. Am I saying it right? Uno, dos, tres.
Yeah.
Cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Don't stop.
Diez y uno. Okay, sorry.
Isn't that my question?
I guess, yeah, we could make it your question, because then I realized, I was like, we did talking with the guru last week, but then we didn't play his music.
Right.
So let me play, God damn it, go ahead.
Okay, so to answer the question, yes, he's absolutely wrong for telling this woman and his three-year-old or her three-year-old to get out in a week. That's ridiculous. We don't know. You don't know the situation. You don't know where she got somewhere to go. You know, I understand the pain and the hurt that he may, you know, have gone through. I mean, because that's a painful situation. If you've ever been through that as a man and realize that a child that you've raised for 3 years ain't yours, that's a hard place to be. And I get it. But so he was talking, he had to be responding to her out of hurt and disappointment. But let's be clear first. This video is absolutely fake.
Yeah.
That's do that. But it's teaching a lesson, though. Because there are women and men that go through this. Now, she's wrong for cheating and lying about it. He's wrong for telling her to leave in a week. That's crazy. Now, with the child, and then on the child's birthday, that is on some extra saucy petty that he didn't have to do. He could have did that. He could have did that on Monday. Saucy. You know, he had. You know what I'm saying?
Sassy, bougie, ratchet.
Saucy too. So it's a thing of
hot sauce.
Can you imagine the baby's trauma if she's standing there watching all of this? And so as a man, though, sometimes you just got to hold some L's. And in this case, I think you should have just held it. Because if in some states in this great country of ours, if you are the father of you're the father of a child and you find out later that it's not yours, you sign the birth certificate, you're still legally obligated to pay for this child. I mean, so it just depends on what state they're in. It depends on a whole bunch of circumstances. But this dude on a different level of petty. He should have done stuff in private. He's wrong. She's wrong. The baby's traumatized, and we all in this boat and watch this viral video. And she looked real stupid though when she opened that letter. I don't know if you watched the video, but
oh no, she looked. No, she looked crazy. I mean, I agree with you. I think it's fake because nobody records this. No. Like, nobody records them doing this and then puts it on social media. But then again, I don't know. We live in a different time, in a different world, in a different place. Who the hell knows?
Right.
But I think I agree. I agree that he's wrong on the level for that child.
Yeah.
Don't take your anger out on that child. The child didn't do anything. I think even if you stay in the child's life, at least be there, because she knows you. If this is real, she knows you as daddy.
Yeah.
Imagine the impact that now you will have on that girl growing up. Now, I had a dad, then I didn't. He didn't want me. Imagine the trauma you've already, because of her mama's fucked up shit, that you now are going to fuck up somebody else. Like, that. I think that's wrong. Like, you at least stay in the child's life. And see the child every now and again. If he signed a birth certificate, you are absolutely right. You are now legally, you are the father.
You the dad.
Like, in the case of this video, you are the father.
Yeah, you are the father in the case of the law. And even if the father comes, even if they get another paternity test and your name is on it, you still the daddy. That's why you cannot sign a fucking birth certificate. You don't know if you the father or not. Go get you a paternity test before you sign it.
Yeah, you know what the old saying is, right? Mama's babies,
Papa's babies.
Baby. Yeah, come on.
I don't like this saying, but
I don't like it either. That's the say.
I'm just saying, like, I think that he needs to stay at least. Have some at least have some contact with the child, even if you wane it over time. At least have some contact with the child, and to put her out in a week.
Yeah.
Like I said, you don't know.
And you got the time frame on it.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree. It's just wrong. Uh-oh. Jamming.
Sorry.
Jamming. He's starting his new radio show now. We started now. Jamming. Uh-oh. Get it.
Get the segue. But yeah. Yeah, he got to hold this one. I mean, because it's just for the sake of the child. I understand. If you don't want to be with the mom no more because she lied and cheated, I get it. I mean, but so like Lee said, be a part of the child's life, man. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
Because it's not fair. It's not fair to that baby. She didn't deserve to be here.
Yeah, and she didn't know. She didn't do anything wrong. She right. just.
She just
arrived. She just
here. Just going along for the ride.
Yeah, she can't help that she got a fucked up mom.
Yeah. Mammy, oh, baby.
And a fucked up daddy, apparently.
Mama, you fucked up.
Yeah.
Speaking of sperm.
Yeah, speaking of sperm. I love the segue. Speaking of sperm. Yeah. So the demon sperm doctor goes viral.
Oh, God.
That picture I posted there.
Yeah. Speaking of sperm, did you realize? Well, let's look, sidebar to a sidebar, because you know I'm a sidebar to a sidebar kind of girl. Did you know that sperm doesn't squiggle? It actually goes in a circle. They figured that out. It actually goes in a circle. Y'all be having circle sperm. Like, it just.
Damn educational videos.
I didn't know that.
Because they said it thrashes and only thrashes to the left, which means that them bitches be throw that bitch in a circle.
Throw that sperm in the circle.
But she goes viral. If you don't know who she is one of the doctors that has gone in this viral video of the Frontline Doctors of America, which is a right-wing political group that was founded and found doctors that supported their mission. And they had a whole press conference that they did on their own. And then the president shared it. His son shared it. And yes, Dr. Stella Emanuel. Mm-hmm. Yes, Cole. That is her. That is her. And she's actually a goddamn pediatrician in Texas. And so she said that she knows that this is not real.
What about that? I miss it. Twerking on an egg.
Yeah, he's twerking on an egg.
The sperm twerking on an egg.
Now you wild out.
So, and people are still sharing this. I've been seeing people share this. I've been seeing people support this. They believe in this video. The doctors believe that COVID-19 has been, this is something made up by the media. They have the cure. Hydroxychloroquine is the cure to COVID-19. And the big pharma companies are just making money off of this. What are your thoughts about this? What should we do about this? Because people really, us is really believing this.
Yeah.
Get rid of your president. Like, he's the one that highlighted it.
True that.
To all 60 million people that follow him on Twitter, he's the reason why everybody know about it. That's the solution. Just saying.
True that.
It's junk science. I mean.
Where's Dwayne at? I think he believes this. Where is he?
Who? Dwayne Goodson?
Yeah.
I don't know. I sent him the link. So
no, I'm just saying. I would love to hear his perspective on this, because he's been sharing this.
I don't buy. okay. I'm not buying what she's selling. Once I found out that it was she's the whole right wing, I was like, yeah, no. And then it got deeper with the demon sperm and people have alien sex or something or other. I was like. This lady may be a little crazy, but I wasn't, you know, I don't want to put the tag.
Oral sex, demon, oral sex.
Yeah, alien DNA, demon seed. Right. Yeah, it's all, what? And this lady has a church and people follow her. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm not buying this whole hydrochloroquine, whatever that is. I heard it from Trump, and anything out of his mouth, I don't believe anyway, so. But I got a lot of folks that in my timeline that were trying to actually get hydrochloroquine, and you can't get it, right? And you can't get it.
Which is terrible because there are people who really can use it.
Yeah.
You know, and have scripts for it and can't get their medicine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, just take all they gotta do.
Isn't that the malaria drug?
Yeah.
And people use it for lupus.
No, I think that's something. It's not It's slightly different, the
but
terms,
but using it in,
right
to replace it because they think it's the same. People and it's get not. Their medicine
in. Because I wasn't even thinking about that. Yeah, because my grandmother has lupus, so yeah. Please don't do that, y'all.
Yeah, don't do that. It's junk science, and it's you see what happened with Trump Jr. He shared it on Twitter.
He got blocked.
Twitter said nope for 12 hours. he lost his mojo and called up Tucker Carlson from Fox News and vented to him. That was kind of funny. But oh, you get really chance to watch it. Oh yeah.
You got blocked.
She was like, I see a lot of patients. They come into my office, and I give them the whatever that is. Yeah. they have no more COVID-19.
Right.
No more coronavirus. They're free.
But my thing is this: who the fuck are you giving it to? Doogie Howser? You a fucking pediatrician? Fucking 13-year-old doctor that was pretending he was a real doc. Who's you giving it to?
Right.
She said 300. What'd you say? Like 350 people.
I see 300 plus people a day, and I give it to them, and they are free. No such thing as COVID-19. No coronavirus here. Eh?
And that's what I'm saying. Like, who is she giving it to, though? I'm like,
everybody.
No, Doogie Howser is not even real. Like, I mean, because they the only doctors that's kids. Like, I don't know. Remember the little doctor, the black boy with the glasses doing this? People was going to him. He was an OBG. I was like, y'all could look at him and tell that motherfucker was 12. The fuck? Yeah, you going in his Fisher Price preschool basement and you be like, yo, I thought he was real. Like,
right. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's junk. This is about to be. I'm sorry.
You're not supposed to say it out loud, though.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It just got to.
We love everybody.
You're so stupid.
Sorry.
I am so sorry.
Sorry.
Forgive me.
We love everyone.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Sorry. Oh, I hope you don't watch this.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm not laughing. So I just listen, sir.
I'm sorry.
Me and Ashley, we ain't in it. We named Bennett. We ain't in it.
My name is Charles.
Charles Ray, Ray Charles, Charles Wonder, because I named Bennett and I ain't in it. Yeah. But. Speaking of somebody that shouldn't have been in it, they shouldn't have been in it, and they shouldn't have been nowhere near it. There was a music producer who decided that he was going to speak about Miss Breonna Taylor. Wow. His name is J.W. Lucas. He has worked with a lot of the new artists, Lil Uzi Vert and a bunch of other people.
Yeah, baby.
And here's what he said.
He was.
Yeah, he's a producer. White. He is a Caucasian producer. And here's what he said. He said, why is the world asking for justice for hashtag Breonna Taylor? Of course, she shouldn't have lost her life. But do you realize that she was involved with multiple drug dealers who were using her house as a trap spot? Mm-hmm. If you sign up for that life, there are consequences. Now, he did later apologize. But I think that, you know, once you ring that bell, you can't unring it.
And that's the thing, like, mind your motherfucking business.
Yeah.
If you don't know the facts, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. You said he's a producer.
Out of your way to say stuff like that.
Agreed.
You said he's a producer.
He is a music producer. So people are asking people who work with him to pull their music or to pull their songs. And so here's my thing. I don't think once the song has already been done, I don't necessarily know if it makes sense to pull the song that has already out. Yeah. Now, not working with him in the future, I see that. Don't work with him in the future. You That'd know be a who bigger he is. Blow. Right. Because he's already made his money off of that other music that's already out. So once you, you still get residuals and stuff like that, but still, you get my point. Don't work with him in the future. My thing is this. Everybody is entitled to their own fucking opinion. But I feel like sometimes we feel that we need to speak so much, that our voice is so important, that we gotta let the world hear it. And everybody doesn't need to hear it. If what you're saying is not gonna change the outcome of the world, keep it off social media, keep it to yourself, say that shit in the house. Like, you don't need to put that out in the world, especially since he didn't know all the facts either. This is the same shit that happened with Nick Cannon. You start talking before you know all the facts. Do not do that. Same thing that needs to happen to him. He needs to go away. I don't believe you can cancel people. There's no such thing as canceling people. But I think we need to pay attention to who we give influence to. And we give too many people influence.
And then the whole you know, apology after it. You see what I'm saying? Why? Yeah, it's like, why are you apologizing? Or you feel the need to apologize? First of all, you said. you shouldn't have said it in the first place.
He gave a half-ass apology.
It was a very half-ass
apology. It was a half-ass apology. He pretty much, he didn't necessarily backtrack on what he said. It was more so how I said it, right, sort of apology. But my thing is this, like, he doesn't have the facts. He doesn't know the facts, because the boyfriend that she has now that actually was in the house with her was not a drug dealer. He's never had any prior drug offenses. The, you know, the guy she was talking to 2 years prior may have, but that is something you cannot judge somebody's interaction with who they are.
You
just can't do that. And that it doesn't take away from the fact that the police shouldn't have done that. There shouldn't be no such thing as a no-knock warrant, because had they said, hey, we're the police, this would not have happened.
Right.
So you cannot negate any of that. No. Period.
Yeah. Mr. J.W. Lucas, listen to me, sir. Stand on your square. You said what you said. You meant what you said. That sorry apology can go somewhere else with that. First of all, stop, like Cole said, stop trying to justify the murder of a black woman. I don't care how, you know, you hang with your black friends to get your money. Because you ride with Lil Uzi Vert, you ride with DaBaby, you ride with all those folks and you're making your money. I get it. But you don't have any care for these people, because you can't. If you did, you would not be able to spew what you just spewed in that tweet. I don't understand it. I get so sick of people always running up at the mouth before they know anything. And then want to come back and give that sorry, lame apology. Stop pandering, fool. We don't want to hear it. Keep it.
They running.
You hear him running? You gotta go.
We can keep that pandering.
Run for it. Run.
But the baby, Lil Uzi Vert retired anyway, didn't he? But
did he retire? I don't follow him.
He hadn't done it.
One with the beads, right?
No, that's the one with the different color hair. So he don't have no friends.
He had beads. Didn't he have beads at one point?
I think that's
Yachty. Little Yachty.
Oh, little Yushi Yashi, little Terry Magashi, little Tomagachi. Well, I don't know.
No. But the baby, though, his biggest hit. He actually took credit. If you look at his Twitter bio, he took credit for producing a song by the dude. What's that boy's name? But he got a song called "What's Poppin'."
I'm glad you know all these rappers.
And I can't tell you his name right now. It escapes me. But he took. He took credit for producing that song. The guy that did the song came on Twitter and rebutted it. Was like, "No, man, you ain't got nothing to do but what's poppin'." So you even lying about what the music you're doing. Come on, you're killing me, sir. Mr. Lucas, just take the whole stadium of seats. Pick one. Sit down somewhere.
Yeah, I think people should just shut the fuck up. Like, I mean, if you, because the issue that I have, everybody has a right to their own goddamn opinion. I'm not that person that's going to shut you down. If that's what you think, that's what the fuck you think. You don't need to put it out there. Just keep it to yourself. Like, if you don't put it on social media, wouldn't nobody know?
Why not? Be talking about you. Okay? You would have your opinion, and you just bask in it.
You know, I got some controversial things in my head, too, but I keep that shit to myself.
Exactly.
That's just how it is. Keep it to yourself, especially since you don't know the facts.
Right.
Keep it to yourself, because at this point, it's just your opinion. It's not necessarily a fact. The more you know, that's all I'm saying.
And just like that Saturday morning break.
Before we move on, what?
They still haven't arrested Breonna's killers.
Bam.
Let's drop that off.
Ding.
He was late, but he got it.
Sorry. Say it again. No.
It's done now. Yeah, it got the different. It's different now.
Let me do my apology. I'm sorry. He's looking away.
I love it. Hold on.
Agreed. And I also think that the biggest thing that we can do, just keep on the law, making sure that the laws get changed, because that's really what's going to cause the change of this, which they did create Brianna's Law, which got rid of
the knock
warrants. So just keep the progression, keep up the movement.
Did you hear that the cop that shot Mike Brown still hasn't been charged?
Oh no, he got off. They are not going to charge him.
I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, that's over.
The travesty is crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, that's cool. Let's move on.
Yeah, it's the world that we live in. But speaking of also some more outrageous type stuff. So Herman Cain. Is his name Herman? His name's Sherman.
Herman.
Okay, because they all started laughing. I was like, did I say it wrong?
Ashley started. That's why when Ashley started laughing.
He contracted COVID-19. We don't know when he contracted COVID-19, but they believe that it may have been at the rally for Donald Trump. He was a big person that believed that this was fake. It is not real. COVID-19 was made up by the media, and he passed away. So people have been really going in. They have been memes all over the place. People are making fun.
I've been missing the memes.
Yeah, like, is this something that we should not be laughing at?
You know, here's the thing. I'm sorry for the death. My condolences go out to his family. But Herman Cain was a joke when he came in. You see what I'm saying? Like, they was joking him when he
got for president.
Like, Cat Williams, people in general.
Yeah.
How can I say this without saying, like, I think that anybody who think it's a joke and publicly put it out there that it is a joke.
You mean COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, you seeing how people are dropping off like flies because they're calling this thing a joke? Like, people saying, oh, it ain't a joke. Next thing, like, next week, they did. You know? I don't know. Like, I kind of have mixed feelings about this.
Claim your president again. The source is your president.
See, I didn't want to say that.
He is the outbreak monkey. He is the outbreak monkey. He is.
Mr. Nah, what? Nah, nah.
No, I personally, I don't think he should be laughing. He did ask for it by not wearing his mask at Tulsa. If that's where he contracted COVID, because there is no reports to say that. I mean, there are reports that are saying that he did in Tulsa, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's no like
evidence,
right?
This is all alleged.
But they said based on the timeline, it is likely, and there was a influx of COVID cases.
Because it was a couple people that got sick, right?
Around the rally. So I mean,
in the rally too, right? Because a couple Trump people got it.
Positive, okay. Right. So the likelihood of him having contracted it at this massive rally with a bunch of people with no masks on
is high.
Pretty high.
Right.
So no, we
what
should.
Are you mad?
We should be laughing. You know, a life loss is always going to be a terrible thing. But I mean, I will go back. Your president is making it into a joke. He's making it into a thing where we're like, we told you to put on a mask, but you won't put on a damn mask.
Him himself is not wearing a mask. So,
right.
You know,
and then he's wishy-washy about even that fact. So you're making that into a game.
Right.
Like, why is everything a game?
Because it's Trump.
So then, now, when you lose the game, because you make it into a game, you make it into a thing where we're, you know, competing against the idea.
Well, they said he's panicking now. He's in a full panic. Because
he
feels like he's losing his allies. He's losing support. They're saying that he's in a full panic. But my thing is this.
Good.
This is why I believe your death is more important than your birth. Because when you come into this earth, you don't come in with anything. You're once you leave here, that's your legacy. I'm a big proponent on, I don't think you should make fun of anybody losing their life.
Right.
But I'm a big proponent of don't change who they were. If they died, somebody who was a asshole, you was a fucking asshole. Like, that's just me. Like, I hate when people die and then you go to the funeral like, who the hell are they talking about?
Yeah. They walked on water occasionally.
Yeah, I was like, did then... you?
They turned water to wine. They broke bread and fed the multitude. Like, when I saw it, honestly, I looked, I said, damn, Herman?
Right.
I didn't laugh about it because, like Lee said, you know, it's not a laughing situation, but you kind of ask for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Kinda. I mean... And LaTanya said,
"It's so
cute. It is wrong to make fun of him. However, we should be using death as a learning experience and as a lesson to the dangers of COVID. Condolences to his family." So, yeah, I mean, condolences to his family. This is a lesson. But what we're not going to do is sit here and, like I said, and pretend like he wasn't who he was. That's who he was. He lived, what, 60 some years, 70 years?
And he owned a gang of pizza shops.
Yeah, this is...
Godfather's Pizza was the best.
Yeah, I've never had it.
I never had it. I think I had it. Every piece of pizza from everywhere, but not Godfather's.
It was down south.
That's what I said. I've not had any. But yeah, he was 74. He lived 74 years of life. That's who the hell he was. That was his legacy. We're not going to change people's legacy. That irritates me to my core. Right. Do not. That's who they were. Don't do that. We're not going to make fun of people, but we ain't going to change it neither. Because now that people are looking back at history, like, oh, our forefathers. Shout out to the people from Hamilton, by the way. That was just, I just loved Hamilton. This is a sidebar to a sidebar to... This sidebar to a sidebar. Hamilton is the shit. I want y'all.
Please watch.
I got a question.
What?
Shout out to Andrew Kahn, by the way. I got a question. In the back. Listen, now you know how when John Lewis passed away and Trump got on camera and was like, they asked him, what are you going to pay respects to John Lewis? Oh, he says, no, I'm not going to see. I'm not going to pay my respects to John Lewis. I'm not going to do that.
He said so he now wasn't I'm a wondering, fan of him or something crazy.
He wasn't a fan. Like, my question
who
to you,
says that?
My question to you guys on the panel and people that are watching and listening, do you think he's going to pay his respects to Herman Cain?
Probably would.
No.
Why not?
I don't think he has time to pay respects
to Herman. That's what's
no. See, and that's true. He doesn't have time. He got bigger fish to fry. He's got a pandemic on his hands, but yet you're more worried about shutting down TikTok than you are worrying about fixing this pandemic.
Damn.
I don't understand that.
Please say it again for the people in the back.
It's a national security risk.
Yeah, I think it's a bigot. No.
Oh, no, it is. Yeah. It is. But don't get them seeds. If y'all get seeds from China, don't plant them. They've been mailing out seeds from like a random place in China, and people have been planting them. Don't plant these devil trees. We don't know what it is.
But you got
demon sperm.
I didn't know about the damn seeds, but we are in a conflict with China right now, and there's some shit bubbling up. Okay, from a security issue, yes.
TikTok is actually American ran. Microsoft.
No, Microsoft tried to buy it. Yes. They were blocked.
Right.
It is Chinese owned. Microsoft trying
and
to
the
buy
company
it.
That is it's owned by technically has affiliations with their government, the Chinese government.
Right.
So there is some levels. That's why all the people who are in the government, like CIA, they tell them to delete the apps off their phones. Don't use the apps. A lot of government agencies have told their staff to delete the app. It just. Unfortunately, that's where we're at.
He's like, let me delete this app right now. For real. Yeah, no. So it's a serious issue. So I get why he's paying attention to TikTok or whatever. But
I don't know. I'll tell him again. So explain to me later. I still don't get it.
No shit. I just deleted that shit.
Oh,
gone.
Okay, well. I won't tell you all my beliefs on this because it's not factual. These are personal hypothetical scenarios that I could throw out if you want to talk after the show. But you know, at the end of the day, I think he's so worried about being reelected. I think he's gonna, you know,
get him votes.
Right. This is not gonna help him do that. So I think he's more focused on those things. So I mean, I think he cares about this person, but I also don't
Trump don't care about nobody but himself.
He is a sociopath.
Yeah, he is a sociopath.
So you might be right.
Alleged.
But his paranoia has gotten the best of him so bad it's not even funny. I mean, I was watching a press conference the other day. He was talking about the election and it being rigged with the mail-in votes. And
we're going to talk about that. We might as well bring that up now because we was going to talk about delaying the election. Would it be safer? Because he's saying that he wants to delay the election because of the mail-in ballot. You don't know where it's going to go. So he's already have floating the idea of delaying the election. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
I just have a question. Can he do that?
No, he doesn't have the authority.
That's what I'm saying. So
or Senate, one of them. Who is it?
Yeah.
It would have to go through the Congress, and then of course, then it would have to go through the Senate.
So,
but you know what?
They're not doing that.
Somebody was saying that even if he doesn't get elected, he can.
Like E. Digger said, he's a bunker step bitch.
Down. Is that true?
No, Gus. I'm thinking no.
I gotta run to the bunker right quick.
But I'm going to tell you right now, President Donald J. Trump is going to be the first president in American history. They're going to have to evict from the White House.
But Bill Maher has been saying this from day one. Shout out to Bill Maher, by the way.
He's not going to voluntarily leave. There's going to be a problem.
Bill Maher is the only person that believed that.
If he chooses not to leave, like chooses not to go through the process of leaving, that he can stay.
He can squat.
I mean, squat the right.
He got squatters. I got squatters.
Man,
that's exactly what he's gonna do.
Donald Trump did it, so I'm gonna do it too. I'm gonna get this vacant house right here.
I'm telling you, if you guys haven't heard it yet, you've heard it here first. If he loses the election in November, he is going to fight it.
Well, we can't claim the first. Bill Maher said it.
Well, second.
Like Ray J.
Bill Maher. We heard it second. He hit it first. Yeah. So I'm going to hit it second. Listen. If he loses in November 3rd, he's going to have him recount, and delay. I'm telling you, they're going to have to get the
Secret National Service Guard. Is going to have to come in there and take him out of there.
Put him in a chokehold and drag his ass out of there.
Because he does support chokeholds. He said it's okay.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, they're going to have to evict him.
He supports chokeholds. He said there are times where people need to be put in chokeholds. So
he's going to be the prime candidate.
Trump will be like,
sir, you got to go.
I don't think I have to.
Hopefully he will surprise us and just quit.
No, he's not gonna do
but
it.
He never no. does though. Like he's he never dictator. Surprises us in the right way. he never does.
He might quit. You know, he might quit if he feels he's losing. I don't know.
It would be surprising.
You can see it now with stuff like this, delaying the election, delaying the mail. You see it. Like he's really like,
but them mail-in ballots kind of like, I did a mail-in ballot, but it make you think like if he knows some people, and I think he's supposed to be trying to get somebody as the postmaster general or something like that. Imagine what they could do with that mail.
Well, but I think that's why he's putting those ideas out there to make you think, so that way when, you know, election time comes and he starts saying that these things happen, people believe, like his base will definitely follow him, period. And then those people who are just thinking might switch over and be like, oh yeah, because Trump was right, because he said back in, you know, that it could be fraudulent. And now he's sitting there throwing a tantrum while Secret Service is carrying him out.
I'm talking about him. Like, not anybody else doing the sneakiness with the votes. I'm not
talking about him,
on his side. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He's trying to get somebody in that spot of the Postmaster General. Now he controls the mail.
Yeah, but he's strategic. One thing I can say, he may say some of the dumbest stuff, but
He's smart.
He got some good ideas up there.
He got some people.
Yeah, I ain't going to put it past him. He's a smart little orange little gremlin. But
I know not smart. Sneaky.
Sneaky smart.
Strategic.
No. No, I will never put smart and Trump in the same sentence. Conniving, sneaky.
Don J is going to be like that ex-boyfriend you can't get rid of. I'm telling you. He's going to be, after he leaves, he's going to be stalking. You can't have no other boyfriend because he's going to be like, what you doing? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm over here with my boyfriend. Oh,
y'all better get ready because I tell you, Bill Maher been asking all of the political candidates. He was like, what are y'all going to do when he does not leave? And no one has an answer.
There is none. I don't think.
They were like, oh no, he'll leave. He's gonna leave.
That one interview that he was like, y'all gonna find out what happens if I lose.
He's like, you gonna learn today. You gonna learn today.
You know, the White House have a lot of rooms, and I could go in one of those rooms and never come out.
He gonna be.
Do you know that?
He gonna be negotiating.
He gonna be in a bunker. He gonna be a bunker bitch.
Like, I'll pay part of the rent.
I'm gonna go to the bunker. You can't find me there. You can't even get in.
I can't leave yet.
He gonna be in that bunker. I'm telling you.
I still have work to do.
I think he don't want to leave because he don't want to be prosecuted. I think that because he could still be prosecuted.
Really? Somebody else floated the idea to me about him having being in cahoots with Russia in a way where like they're gonna protect him from even being prosecuted.
You think
he gets out? Yeah, somebody threw that out there. I was like, yeah, that's interesting.
I don't know.
I don't know, but it's getting
to take a 74-year-old hippie kid throwing himself out of here. But Co is on one today. Okay, Co.
That's what I said. 1.4 GPA. How the hell did you? How in the blue hell, in the words of E. Digger, did you get out of school?
I didn't even get in.
You need a 2.0 at least.
You dumb son of a bitch, you.
They graded it on a curve? How the fuck did you do
that? Hey, Donnie, you can't hate from outside the club.
Can't
even get in.
Ding, ding, ding. Lego. Lego. Lego to this next topic. Could you have 11? Could you have 11 babies?
No.
What is her problem?
She's pregnant. Allegedly, she's pregnant again.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, she had a baby last year because she got married.
Yeah.
And so they're having another baby with her new husband. Hey, if you want to have children, you can take care of them. I'm not going to tell her what to do with her cooter or her uterus. She can do whatever she wants with her cooter and her uterus if she can take care of all them babies. But if you out there, listen. If you out there and y'all, you can't afford your kids, stop.
She's trying to start a football club or something.
She already did that.
Little league.
She already got starting five.
Baseball, basketball, and this corner.
I don't understand. It's
like, what the fuck?
I have questions.
Why?
How fertile can this chick be? This chick is almost as fertile as the land in Scotland.
She is this fertile. This fertile right here. Look at me. And she's pregnant.
Crazy.
But she got a voice, though.
Oh, yeah. She can, she can sing a face off.
See, it's because singers sing. Oh, I can't sing at all. Oh, no. I can't sing.
Okay.
But that's a lot of babies.
A lot of babies.
That is a lot.
How do you spend time with all them babies?
I'm going to sing to you. Come in the room.
The oldest baby. You know, they trickle down. They look after the other babies.
Oh, that would suck ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch them again.
Yeah, I know her oldest children got to be like, damn.
Right. Damn. No, please no.
I mean, she's got 11 kids. I mean,
spend time with your own kids, bitch.
Right.
Fuck. You got a concert when?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she... I don't know, because even as... Me being a baby, I know that my siblings probably was like, damn, you know, it's three of us. And my kids did the same thing when I brought home my middle child and I had my oldest daughter. She was like, when is her mommy coming to get her?
mommy here, baby.
Yeah, she's like, when is she coming? Like, she this crying and shit? Funny. Like, I need...
I'm sleepy.
You see these bags under my eyes?
These are your kids. Let me talk to you first.
She can sing. I mean, I can see it though. She hit that. She hit My First Love, that one note with her and Blunt at My First Love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I can see that happening. I mean, 11 though. I wonder if she's gonna get drugged for having 11 as bad as y'all. You guys remember Nadia Suleiman?
Mm-hmm. She had all the babies at the same.
Right. I think it's different because she had them all at the same time.
Right.
But
she didn't have 11 at the same time.
She had eight. What was it?
Eight. I think it was eight.
Yeah, and it was,
but that's not 11. Octomom. Yeah, Octomom. But she didn't have 11 though.
Where is she now?
She did porn. No, she got into porn.
She got into porn.
What?
Really?
I'm gonna have to go check that out.
Okay. I don't think you want to see that.
A mess. Yeah. Unless she had surgery, that's a mess.
Even the surgery. I just don't think you want to see it.
But. At least you don't.
They were all C-section, right?
Yeah, C-section.
She pushed out eight children at
and not at the same time. Yeah,
that coochie be like, whoa.
Somebody throw a
it's surgery. Out. Jada what had some surgery on her vajay, so you can get surgery on your vajay.
We don't trust nothing Jada says. She has entanglements. We don't do anything with Jada no more.
Hey, if you need an entangle, sometimes, especially when you have a man with such a big heart, you need to be entangled.
Oh Lord, Jesus! Did y'all see the meme from the first though?
What?
Y'all see him? The memes?
Yeah, I've seen.
Everybody was like, "It was the first. It's the first day."
Oh yeah,
of August. He's in the picture of August. It's
poor
stupid.
Poor little Will. Poor little Will. Not little. I don't mean it like that.
I was
that.
About to say that was rude.
I don't mean little. Like little. I mean
for Ashley's man, boy.
I don't mean it like that. Will
he's been replaced alleged. By David Diggs. I'm sorry, everybody.
Who?
David Diggs.
I don't know who that is. I gotta Google.
Who that?
Oh, Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I watched Hamilton.
Wait a minute. I gotta figure out. Was
Lafayette and.
Oh, yeah. Johnson. You like him? Oh, he's your new thing. I know who he is. Okay. All right. Okay.
Greg, where you at? Greg.
Sidebar. We never finished talking about Hamilton. It is a great film. Play. You should watch it.
Who was the king? Was he a king that was coming out?
He was the king.
Yeah, oh, my God. Funny. He was hilarious.
That's yeah. Greg's favorite character.
The King of England.
Yeah.
But okay. I couldn't deal with it because he was spitting.
Oh, my goodness.
And did you see that?
Yeah, but great.
No.
I can't help it. Can you?
Because they can't. I don't know.
He did if it on purpose. They were trying to show you how crazy he was.
Okay. I thought it was a theatrical thing.
I thought he was just singing too hard. And it was.
They were trying to show you his crazy.
I thought it was theatrics because you can't wipe your mouth or anything like that.
Mm-mm. He was slobbering.
He was
yes.
Yeah. It was a whole ton of spit.
I couldn't watch it. When he came on, I had to turn away because I could not watch that.
It's little eyes like da, 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 da.
I could not. Maybe his eyes was big. I don't know. No. I was like, why is he spitting? No.
And he just came out in the most random times. Like, that's why I liked it.
Yeah, he was the king of England.
Yeah, the spitting part got to me. Like, certain parts. Oh. Linnea was like, why are you turning? I was saying, you see that ton of spit?
And Lynn is a fucking genius.
He is.
That he is a fucking genius.
Yeah.
He wrote that. Yes, he wrote it. He performed in it. He was the first Hamilton. I don't know if they're not on Broadway right now.
He was supposed to do it again in somewhere overseas, but COVID hit, so he couldn't do it.
Uh-oh. He is a genius. Make sure you go watch that.
Guru if you haven't, if you have Disney Plus, go ahead and get this on there.
Did you see Beyonce? Speaking of Disney Plus, did you see her new? I haven't seen it. I have not watched it yet. Black was it King? Good?
It was. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I think it was. It was very black.
Okay.
Black.
Blackity
sure
black, black, black.
Blackity black, black, black.
I don't like Beyonce. That's my wife watched it.
Oh, okay. My God.
But she, I think she, it was a little different for her, I think.
Yeah. Oh, the blackness?
Had, Well, no, blackness is normal, but I just think it was like just the themes around it were just like really in your face. Like usually she's a little bit more subliminal with it or whatever, but like
okay,
like that was just my thought.
I'm gonna watch it today.
Reggae and you know Caribbean tones mixed in her music and everything. But what I thought was interesting, so I don't listen to the radio, right?
Okay.
So and I borrowed my sister-in-law's car, so she listens to the radio. I turn on 92Q. Let me tell you that she was all over 92Q all day on Saturday.
Was she?
All day.
Oh.
Like, she was the commercial. She was the music. She was the sponsor.
Beyonce?
Yes. Oh. All day.
Oh. Oh. No, I did not know that.
Got a question up top.
Yes.
So there was no audio, no automobile commercials, no
nothing.
Subway, they get a fresh commercial.
They like singing her song, boop, 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 whatever the song goes, right? And then they like, and this was brought to you by Disney Plus, Black is King. Da, 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 da. And they like, now we're going to go to commercial. Disney on Black is King.
Oh.
Da, 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 da. And then they play her song again.
Oh, that's uh-huh. money. That's influence. That's power.
Isn't that crazy?
That is. That's power. That's influence. That's crazy.
My baloney has a first name. Get it at CVS.
But a lot of people been like, I've been seeing some people like Guru that don't like it. Mm-hmm. They've been saying he said pandering. I'm like, she is black. How is she pandering?
Not pandering. She's being extra.
I'm black and black.
Don't get me started. I'm kind of like you and Nick Cannon. I don't like Beyonce like that.
Yeah, but I gave you a reason. Why don't you like Beyonce?
I'm black, yo.
I don't know. I don't have one.
Did she turn you down in high school or something?
Nah,
what's going
on? I just don't like the music. I don't think she can sing.
I don't think.
You don't think Beyonce can sing
at all? No, like, I don't. So, you know,
this is going to be the show next week. Reports are in.
I don't
that
feel like she's the best singer in the world. Right. Like, she's not one of the number one person singer ever. Right. You know what I mean? But she can hold her note.
Okay.
Just
she's a whisperer. She has that wispy voice.
Yeah,
just then, Terry is no longer on the show next week. Our sources out in Philly tell.
Well, as yeah, long as-
He's
not
okay.
I have not heard anything negative. I just think she can't sing. I just don't think.
So you don't think she can hold a note? That's what you're saying,
right?
At all? Okay.
Oh, you've not heard her sing live.
Live on radio, it all sucks. I mean,
the music or the note, like holding
the
note,
the singing.
Okay.
The singing.
Oh, well, now we can ignore him now. Now we know
right.
that he's...
Like,
go ahead. Now we know, which, you know...
The Brunchen delegation. The Brunchen delegation has replaced Terry.
I mean, but it's one thing to just not like her music. You know what I mean? Like, you don't like it, that's fine. Like,
yeah,
her music isn't your thing or whatever. Right. But the fact that she can or cannot sing, I don't think is the debate. Right?
There's no debate when I... Don't agree. I mean, it's what it is.
We just gonna ignore him because she could sing. Okay, she's no Whitney. Like, she's not Whitney Houston. She doesn't have that type of singing, but she definitely can sing.
There's
like, levels.
She can do all the A, B, C, flat.
I think she's a performer better than anything. She is an entertainer.
Now, I watch her perform, but I don't like her.
She can entertain. I can't believe he said Beyonce can't sing. That's can't sing. Like, I could see you not liking her music, but the singing.
Yeah.
She sounds better than me, and so she can sing.
She sounds better than a whole lot of people.
She definitely sounds better than me.
He liked them belters. He liked them. That's what he liked.
Kevin, don't do that, because I'll send it to you via messenger, sir.
He put you out there.
I bet
like,
him.
Like, you lying.
I didn't get like that notification.
Like, you lying like shit. You lying.
I didn't get the alert.
Like, you're lying. Lying. So, do we owe Meg an apology? She came out after we had the show, and she got very emotional. She was very emotional about what happened. She did come out, and she cleared the air. She did not hit him. She did not touch him. That was something, the rumors that were swirling around, but it was not, in fact, true.
Yeah.
And that is why she did not get any charges pressed against her. People were still making fun of her. Just a Jess Hilarious came out with a whole skit defending.
Mm-mm. You're right,
Kayla. Tory Lanez. Oh, so you lied. So wait a minute. Time out. So Terry lying like shit.
Yeah. I sent him a message for a link for Bugs of Legacy Friday morning.
It wasn't for this show.
I will publicly apologize. I did not send him a link.
He said lie again.
Sorry.
He said lie again and see what the hell will happen.
Ain't nobody scared of people, so I don't know why you do that. Funny. We love you, bro.
But with I didn't say anything about Meg's situation. I clown Tory because despite of what happened, even if she did hit him, you can't shoot people. That's clown behavior. That is absolute clown behavior. But even 50 Cent came back and apologized, and he apologizes to no one.
Right.
That's big.
That's the first time ever.
Yeah, he don't. Yeah.
She That's didn't big. Deserve that at all. I mean, but so some people's argument is that, you know, she puts it out there that she all bougie ratchet, she can carry herself and all that. So like that's why they felt the need to
make fun.
Yeah.
But getting shot is a whole nother level of bougie ratchet. That's a whole nother level that most people aren't signing up for. And people actually got mad at Rihanna because Rihanna fired Drea, who went on and she was saying that she would love a man who shot her and she want a man to get like that about her. Yeah, because she says she thinks it's cute that a man would get that angry about her, which I don't understand women that feel that way. Because a man don't love you if he's aggressive to you. That's a problem. That's not, oh, he loved me so much. No, he don't.
Yeah.
He just want to whip your ass.
Yeah.
Do you think people that like that are just doing that for attention? Because I really can't understand that type.
It's got to be.
Like that thinking process.
We're not talking about Dre and Michelle, right? From Love and Back. From
Back. Yeah, we are.
Really?
Yes.
I thought she was dating old boy from the Cowboys a while back. But I haven't watched it in so long.
It's
been a while.
I'm just gonna leave it alone. she is a very attractive woman. She has a nice physique or whatever. But I think that's the problem with influence. We give people influence just the fuck because, and then they become the voices at the top.
Right.
So you have to watch that. But yeah, she did say that, and people got mad at Rihanna because Rihanna fired her, but she did not let go of ASAP Rocky, who has had some questionable comments. He didn't, you know, he didn't necessarily support Black Lives Matter because he said, you know, no cops have done, you know, anything to me. He said this in the past, not recently. Yeah. And he's had some questionable things he said about black women, but yet he's the face of Fenty skincare line. Mm.
It's amazing. I saw this picture of all of these people. Tekashi 6ix9ine was on there. Jay-Z was on there. Beyonce was on there. It's just this whole collage of people. And the bottom of the picture, and it said, no matter how many followers these people have, none of them are leaders in the community. So
yeah, I think Greg shared that. I think it was
Greg.
It was Greg.
And it was just, you know, true statement. I mean, you got to be careful with that influence and who does it. And Kevin Peoples is crazy for that comment. Go get your coffee, sir. You are tripping. You pulled it up yet? Kevin's comment?
Yeah, I did. It was up on the screen. You was talking when he said it. I didn't repeat it because I'm not going to repeat it.
I didn't know that happened. I need video evidence, sir. That's crazy.
Because I think that's also an issue, too. It's just because she's tall. Because people are saying that because anytime a woman is tall, that she somehow is a man.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying now. I don't know if it's true or not, but a post went out on Facebook. I saw it yesterday that she is posing as a woman. Her real name is Carlos something. I could be wrong. And there's a whole
evidence in that.
There's a whole
article
about it. Yeah.
Come on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why does everybody? Because they did it with Wendy Williams. They called her Wendell. You know, they did it with Wendy Williams. They did it with every tall woman, I think, or woman that has more masculine features. They assumed
that. Please send that picture, Kevin. That'll be true. That'll be.
He's gonna send you a picture of her testicles.
He says her one of the testicles. I don't believe it. At least Photoshop, but we'll see. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting.
But some of these women have gone on to have children. So I was like, how are you actually carrying a baby as a man?
I don't think you do that. I mean,
like
Brittany Griner from the, you know, and all these women in the WNBA who are tall. I mean, you look at that Brittany Griner, that, you know, Candace Parker and Lisa Leslie and all those folks that went to the WNBA. Just because they're over 6'2", you know, that doesn't make them a man.
It doesn't, but people say the same things about them. If you listen to the jokes about the WNBA, they're very similar to the same stuff they're saying about Meg Thee Stallion. We're not going to sit here and pretend like they're not. And they're never the eyes of visions of beauty. When you see a beauty campaign, it is typically not a WNBA player.
This is true. This is true.
Just facts. These are facts. I'm just saying, we need to change standards. That's all I'm saying. We just need to change the standards. But Ashley, we cannabisin. We asking.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
She was like, maybe not. I don't know. We'll find out once we come back. I paid my bills today.
So, I wanted to talk to you guys about a misconception related to cannabis. So, a lot of people think that cannabis leads to drug cancer, lung cancer. It does not. There are actually several studies out there that say that... Hello? Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Okay. There are actually several studies out there that say that cannabis is not, or actually slows the growth of cancer, and many people associate it with lung cancer because the primary method is smoking. But you know, I don't know if you guys follow me on Instagram, but I posted today that rolling papers matter, and that's because it depends on what you're rolling your cannabis with. So there's like rice papers, there's organic hemp papers, things like that. Out there, so you're not consuming or inhaling what's in like your cigar rollers, cigarella rollers, which a lot of people, if you're buying it, you know, under the table, you go to the gas station and you get your cigarello, that has cancerous chemicals in it, and that's what can cause the lung cancer. But I'll just throw out a couple of studies. So 1974, University of Virginia researchers found that THC actually slowed the growth of lung cancer, breast cancer, leukemia, and lab rats. And then the U.S. government actually confirmed that THC protected mice from lung cancer. And then in 2006, Dr. Tashkin of UCLA, he concluded that cannabis doesn't lead to lung cancer either. So... just right. FYI, for those of you who think that cannabis is what causes lung cancer, that is not true.
It does not.
It's everything else due to the cannabis that could potentially harm your lung cells.
Got you.
Like, it's just like Cat Williams said. It's just a plant. It just grows like that.
And but if you so happen to burn it,
just sprinkle it in your mouth and just crunch it. That's the best
feeling. Feeling your effects. Hungry, happy, sleepy.
Right.
Sprinkle it in your mouth. But now we got a meeping. We meeping. See, I told you I pay my bills today. I can play all the videos.
Yeah, we meeping.
Meep, meep.
What's good, good people? It is the Meep Meep of the Week, where stupid people just do the stupidest of shit. I just have a message for parents. Be careful what you do and what you allow your children to see. I saw a video a couple days ago where the mother and what looked to be her best friend was going out to a pool party. And they had on bikinis. And what so happened to happen was the mother's, I'd say, like 5-6 year old child come running out the room while they have on bikinis. And he stopped and looked in the camera and licked.
Oh, yeah. I saw that video.
Let me say that again. He came out the room, stopped, looked at the camera, and said, just like that.
Yeah, man.
Come on now. be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful what you do. And the fact of the matter is, she didn't even reprimand him. Like, she didn't say, boy, stop. He licked the butt and ran.
Yeah.
Like, be careful what you do, what you say around your children, because they pick up on everything like sponges. They absorb it, whether you're doing it or what they see on TV, these videos.
Yeah.
Just keep a pretty close look at what they're doing and what you're portraying, what they see you do, because they're going to do it too.
But here's my question about that. And she is well deserving of meat of the month for that one. But what is this little boy watching?
Exactly.
To know to lick her butt like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, I did not. I don't know what you're talking about.
Next time I see it, I'm gonna send it to you, to your inbox. Keep that on you.
I don't know. It feels like child porn to me.
It's borderline. It's almost that. I'm like, but what is he watching on the tube? Or what is he watching his mom do? That he instinctively, it was instinct.
So of course the girl is like, oh my god, you like my butt,
right?
You
like my
butt. You know, so the mother is like,
are what?
Nothing.
Are these usses?
Usses. Yeah.
Came out, no shirt on, had some pants on, what have you, a Gucci belt. Didn't he have on a Gucci belt?
Yeah.
How old was this Gucci kid?
He came out in 4 or 5.
Yeah. And when he came out, he knew what he was doing because they were recording it, or they was doing it for, you know, what they had on. He stopped, looked at the camera like,
yeah,
just like licked her butt. Like it wasn't even a like up one cheek.
Oh,
like, dude,
it seems like planned.
No, I don't know.
It might have been staged.
It might have been staged, but still, what are you teaching your kids?
Yeah.
What are they watching? I mean,
it's okay to lick butts when company come over. Like, what the hell?
No.
The camera come on, you start licking them butts.
And I have a bonus thing. I'm not gonna use meat. That's E-Digger's thing. But have you guys seen the video of the two young boys in school uniforms?
Mm-mm.
And they were dancing.
Mm-mm.
Linnea showed me that shit yesterday.
What happened? What's going on?
Oh, they were dancing like with each other.
What's wrong with that?
You haven't seen the video.
Yeah. Let me pull up my YouTube. Hold on. Yeah, I know it's out there. But the two little boys, they're dancing very provocatively in front of the class.
And the teacher was there.
Provocatively in front of the
class. Grinding on each other.
So they full on Magic Mike in the class?
Yeah. But the first boy, the boy in the front, was grinding on the boy in the back. And then the boy in the back was like, you know, pulling him close. The boy in the front, like, just
how old are these kids?
Like,
oh, they school age 10?
Yeah. Middle school. Middle schoolish.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't be grinding on each other in school. Doesn't matter if you male or female, it's not appropriate. So I don't know why that was show and tell that day, but maybe not the best show and tell to have.
Look what I can do.
So they stood in the front of the class and started dancing.
It was like the teacher was like in the far corner. Two boys. One boy up front twerking, just giving it up. Straight giving up.
I mean, it was rough.
And the boy in the back, of course, he, you know, pulling him in and, you know, There ain't no grown person saying, what the hell? Throw a book at him. Nothing.
throw a damn book at him.
Yes.
Yeah, not in the classroom. Don't be doing that in the classroom.
Like, I really wish Christian and Stefan would do that shit. Like,
I have the video. I have the video. I'm gonna see if I can. I gotta make it bigger though. They won't let me.
It must be on Instagram.
Stop it. Stop it.
I told you to stop going on OnlyFans and Pornhub. That's what that is. You got all them pop-ups.
No, it's not.
I cannot. You can't watch this.
No, actually, Dwayne sent it to
us. Yeah, the porn tsunami came.
Hold on.
See? That's what's going on.
Hold on. Let me tell you. I got to change my thing. Hold on.
Oh, he has to take it out so you can hear the audio. That's what she said.
Hold on. All right, can you guys see that? Can you pull it up? There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, us's.
Mm-hmm.
More us's.
I can see this, right?
I don't see a teacher though.
She on the side with a blue shirt on.
Is that the teacher or is that a student?
That looks like a child.
That looks like a child to me.
Now, here's my thing. Well, it's got to be a teacher because teachers are blue shirt. Everybody else is a uniform.
To me, that still looks like a child. She like
maybe she was a counselor or something.
I think she had her shirt, maybe you know, the shirt off. But I think that she definitely was a kid.
So,
hey,
why is that boy that talented?
Hey, he been watching a lot of. He been watching TikTok. No, that's a boy. He been watching TikTok.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. You've been watching TikTok. That's what that is.
Clearly, he is.
I can't say because I don't know. Maybe they were doing it for the laughs of it because everybody was laughing and it was rolling on the floor.
He's twerking a little bit too perfect to be doing it for laughs. I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah, he's twerking too hard.
Too good.
I don't think it was a teaching ruins. I think it was a teaching and they would have stopped that shit. Here's
the question. If you were the teacher in that room, what would you do?
Throw a book.
No, I ain't gonna injure nobody kid. I ain't gonna hit them in the eye or nothing. I would stop it. I would say, no, you can't do this. You know, you're not gonna be grinding in my classroom. Bad enough. Y'all smell like underarms and balls already just because kids that age just fucking stink. And I'm like, no, you're not doing that.
God
sit,
damn.
Sit down.
You're smelling like underarms and balls. Sit your ass down.
Y'all smell like old school and depression in this joint. Like, sit down.
Yo, be like Kevin Hart. You're like, hey, that's gay. Stop that.
Stop.
Hear the quarter voice like,
Yeah, I was exactly. No. I'm like, no, stop. And it's not even, because even if it was a boy and a girl, I would have stopped it. Like, it's just.
Yeah, true.
That's not appropriate.
True.
In school, ever. Ever, never, ever, ever, never. But what we got, not never. But what we got going on, Guru, what you got coming up?
Got the Brothers Who Talk on next Thursday. This past Thursday dropped on Friday. Please go check out that particular episode with David Gibson. He really dropped a lot of nuggets and jewels that day with inspiration and self-motivation and things of that nature. If you missed the one with the credit one that we did with George Pitts, George Pitts was just voted top 30 with Yahoo Finance. It's who to follow as far as finance. So we have
him
on the report. So make sure you go and follow him. The Buzz of Legacy is, of course, tomorrow and Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Facebook. And this bad boy right here is coming back here pretty soon. So stay tuned.
Get it. right, Miss Cannabis Nurse, is you got your class coming up soon, right?
Yeah, so Cooking with Cannabis is next Friday, so register for that. We'll give you, just get your supplies, get all your recipe ingredients, and then we'll show you how to decarboxylate and make your cannabis consumable in a safe way, in a responsible way, I'll put it that way. And then the next Cannabis Nursing Solutions training course is September 4th. And so if you know a nurse, just let a nurse know. Or you can follow me on Instagram at CannabisNursingSolutions.com or Cannabis Nursing Solutions.
I wish I could do weed. I would join that class.
Smoke weed every day. Okay.
Yes. And Mr. E. Digger, you got something coming up.
Yes, this Friday, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the debut of the E. Digger Show with myself and, of course, the incredible DJ Imperial on the ones and twos. This will be a show with music. If you like music, old school, new school, whatever you like, this is the show for you. Dialogue between me and the DJ. You got funny videos. You got videos mix, artist spotlight, all infused in one show. Make sure you tune in only on Periscope. So if you on Twitter, go to Charm City Direct and watch the show live.
Absolutely. Yes. So, oh yeah, is it delayed? The video must be delayed because I feel like we get this call.
I think David just commented.
Oh, he just came in. Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, shout out to David, by the way. But I do want to say thank you so much for watching. It is the first anniversary of brunching today. So it was brunching's birthday. Brunching is a Leo, apparently. So make sure that you stay with us. We appreciate every guest that we've ever had that came through the platform. We appreciate every viewer or listener that we've ever had that came through the platform. Like I said, with this podcast, we made it on the top 200 in the U.S. and in Canada because of you. So we appreciate you for doing that. And make sure that you also tune in next week. I don't know. We will have a guest. So we are going to have Kevin Green on. He's going to be talking about some of the civil rights and stuff like that, some injustices that he's faced. So we're going to be talking to him. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And Millennials Anonymous will have a new episode out. We did speak with Brandy Denise last week, had a really good time talking to her. So if you have not had a chance to listen to that, make sure you go back. She's absolutely hilarious. And we will also be having Maps Media sponsored next best podcast competition. So we did have a winner last week. It has not been announced. It will be announced tonight. So make sure that you watch that. It comes on at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time so that you can see who won. And if you're a podcast, we might do it again. So make sure that you stay tuned and locked and loaded for that. And if you're a business and you want to sponsor, make sure you do that as well, because that will be coming on and I'm excited about it. We did lose one, but we continue. So make sure you are locked and loaded, liked and subscribed to all of our podcasting platforms, all of our social media, and make sure you follow everybody here. Ashley has hers. She Brandon. She stay Brandon.
You stay Brandon.
she stays branding, but make sure you follow everybody here and on all of their platforms. Again, like I said, I do appreciate you. Happy birthday to Brunchin. I would sing it, but you know, if Guru don't like Beyonce, he damn sure ain't gonna like.
Damn.
Damn, I just hate the criteria for singing.
Damn.
I'm sorry. Let's get Patty to sing it. Matter of fact, somebody pull up Stevie Wonder real quick.
Happy birthday.
You gotta do the wings though.
Happy. Okay, yeah, I was doing the club mix. That's my jam.
You gotta do the wings.
If it's your birthday, make some noise.
Your birthday. So I'm gonna go out with my 2 Chainz. I'm gonna play it again. But thank you so much for tuning in to Brunchin'. We appreciate y'all. Bye.
It's your birthday.
But Harry, me and Simon Lewis.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Big booty hoe.
Bye. Happy birthday, Brunchin'.